B-Pod Studios.
Touchdown, Patriots! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Rodson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Scott Zolak is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe. Call the Clinton Savings Coin Toss during Sunday's game in Cincinnati. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Hey, good morning, Zoe.
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, buddy. So you were so mad last week at the refs. That was terrible.
Who wouldn't be?
Well, yeah. Listen, I was there. I just couldn't believe that call. We got robbed, don't you think, a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. He should never. That Jerome Boger, the head ref, he should never work an NFL game again.
I saw your tweet, man. He was upset.
It was bad.
Yep.
Yeah,
I mean,
every time we have him, it's a bad day. I mean, I've been doing the games for 7 years. Nine with you take Bob out of it. But, I mean, we've had him several times. It's not a rogue game with him. He's bad. His crew's bad. They're unprepared. They don't communicate. It's a shame because it's such a big game.
They definitely made a horrendous call. But the good news is Harry looked good, right, Nikhil Harry?
Yeah, on the one play he played, sure.
Okay, good, good. That was a good play. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So close.
Yeah, well, as Bills likes to say.
We're on to Cincinnati.
All right. So you're on your way to Cincinnati. What's your
tomorrow,
thoughts on the game?
Yeah. Hey, can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what went down this week, which is ridiculous, you know, it puts more pressure on the team because you go in there and have a dud, man. Oh, man, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, we're 10-3.
Let's take care of business this week and thump them.
Yeah, you don't want people saying, oh, you don't have the video, you can't beat the team, right?
Oh, that's
exactly.
Ridiculous.
Such nonsense. All right, so looks like playoffs going to go through Baltimore this year. What are you thinking about that?
I think the whole thing's up for grabs in the AFC. I really do. I mean, Pittsburgh's 8-5. You know, you've got Houston, the same record. Same thing with Tennessee, who's playing really well right now. Let's somehow get one of those teams, whether it's a KC or one of those teams, to go into Baltimore, pop them divisional round. We went out, and then you end up hosting an AFC title game.
That's what we want. That's it right there.
Wow. All
right. So,
there you
all right.
Go.
It's
optimistic.
All right. Let's get a prediction for the game Sunday.
31-14.
31-14. Okay, good. You were right last week. The score was right, but you picked the wrong winner. But that's okay.
No kidding.
That happens.
Thanks for reminding me on that one.
Yeah.
Here to help. All right, Scott. LBF is good.
Well, I know you wanted to ask Scott one thing about Cincinnati.
Oh, the Cincinnati chili. Do you like it or not, the spaghetti?
I love it.
Yep.
Because it creates gas for me, which I fumigate Bob in the press box.
Yep, Bob,
so
Bob Soshi.
I do. I get extra raw onions on top of it.
Oh, my God.
That mixed with the chili. I mean, all it is spaghetti. But all you're doing is adding beans to the sauce, right?
And putting it on spaghetti. Yes. Well, this one
meat sauce, like chili on spaghetti.
It is
That's
so
a Cincinnati
good.
Thing.
So good. Lucky Bob Soshi. He's
Jeez,
so lucky.
Yeah. Wow.
How big is that booth, Scott?
Not big at all.
Okay, good. All right, LBF, you got a question for Zoe?
I'll never announce sports. Anyway.
One reason.
Just the one.
Yeah. All right, what's
okay.
your question?
Okay. Hello, Scott. I have a
How
question.
We doing?
Pardon me?
How are we doing today?
I'm great. Hey, you know, football players always injured, always got some major problems. But what's the dumbest way you've injured yourself or been injured?
Okay, skateboarding in my driveway.
Wait, when?
I was hammered one night.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Late in the season, and it was sort of a black ice on the driveway. I didn't know it. I went flying out, and I tried to cut the turn, and I fell so hard, I cracked ribs on my left side.
Oh.
I couldn't breathe. And you can't say anything, and you got to kind of play through it and understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
who was
the
coach?
Worst foot of my life.
Who was the coach?
Pete Carroll.
Oh, he was a softy.
Oh, man.
Right.
Well, I have a follow-up question now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's the thing that hurts the most first thing in the morning?
Oh. Ooh.
First thing that hurts the most in the morning, my head.
Really?
Wow. And then it's ankles, knees, and then back.
All the way up.
All right.
All right, Scott.
I don't even know how to respond to
all
that.
Right, I got a final question for you,
oh,
though.
Oh, we do?
Yes. It's the company party tonight.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Are you coming?
I will not be there.
What's up, man?
What?
Yeah.
Today is my birthday. You guys haven't known that.
Oh, what? Happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that to me yesterday. Sorry.
My wife and my best friends are taking us out tonight. So.
Oh, that's nice. Where are you going?
Going to Encore.
All right. Oh,
that's terrific.
Good time.
You're going to be hard to spot. Just a 6'6"
Hell
guy.
Yeah.
Walking
you'll hear the noise. I'll be walking through.
Just don't have the chili. Thanks, Scott.
Right. Yeah, please. Yeah.
Good luck
please.
Catching your flight to Cincinnati.
I know.
All right, Scott.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you.
You're the best. All right, so there you have it. Yeah, we're on to Cincinnati. We got this one, right?
I think, Bob?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel bad for Bob Soshi in the booth.
I do, too.
Wow. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.